Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, coming to you live and local here on a Monday, June 30th. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You're home for the Nats. Good win on Sunday. The Caps, the Washington Wizards, who announced their incoming rookie class, including VCU's own Jameer Watkins. I know he played his final 2 years at Florida State, but I consider him a VCU Ram for life, part of the Ramley, and an A-10 champion. Home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the Commanders, Virginia Tech football, VCU basketball, and more. And that includes the high school football broadcast game of the week. You hear that every week, Friday night on The Fan with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell. And the two will join me on August 16th for Football Fest 3 primetime. Under the lights, 6 to 10 p.m. at River City Roll. We've got high school, college, and an NFL full season preview show August 16th at River City Roll. Our headline band, we announced last week, is Gone Country, Richmond's favorite local country music band. The Commanders will be in attendance with swag and a very special guest. Last year, they had Fred Smoot come hang out, take pictures, sign autographs. It was just so cool to have Smoot hanging out with the gang. And we will announce the rest of the special guests as we get closer to August 16th. Put it on your calendar. AWOD's Football Festival, August 16th at River City Roll. It is truly the dog days of summer, but we are live and local on The Fan. And on Mondays, we recap the sports action from the weekend that was, live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's Burger Night, 3 p.m. to midnight, back like it never left. Back better than before. You know how we like to start the show every day by catching you up on anything you might miss around the sports world. We do that when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
We begin in the majors. Little MLB chew right here. What's going on? We'll start with the Washington Nationals and their game on Sunday. That was a fun back-and-forth battle with the LA Angels that took extras for the Nats to get the win. But we start early on in this one. Brady House gotten called up, and he's been a lot better for the Nats in the last few weeks. But we'll start this highlight here in the seventh inning with C.J. Abrams up to the plate and the Nats down 3-2. Let's take a listen to the call.
0-1 on Abrams, does not run. The pitch popped up, shallow left center. Newman battling the sun, using his glove as a shield. He tracks it, he missed it. Young's going to come around third, he's going to score. How about that? Newman battled the sun the whole way, didn't catch the ball. The ball drops into left center, and this game is tied at 3.
Bottom of the seventh, Angels take the lead again. We move to the top of the ninth. It is Young with an RBI single, and the call on The Fan.
Young waits from the right side of the plate. Lyle, a short lead off third.
Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit into center field. Here comes Lyle to score. Jacob Young has delivered a huge hit to tie the game here in the ninth inning. A sharp grounder to the shortstop Nettles left. Hit too hard for him to have a chance. And Jacob Young hands Kenley Jansen his first blown save of the year.
Tied at four. We add two extras to the top of the 11th. It is the Nash with an opportunity to take the lead and House on base. Let's take a listen to the call.
Now the set of the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit down the left field line. That's extra bases for Millis. House has scored to third as Lyle held up there by Gutierrez. And into second with a go-ahead RBI double is Drew Millis. His first hit of the big leagues this year, an extra base hit, gives the Nationals the lead here in the top of the 11th inning.
I mean, you've got to love that. The young Nats at the plate, they close it off in the 11th with C.J. Abrams. Take a listen to this. Triple to make it 7-4. Nats win. That's your final score in 11, 35-49. Here's Abrams with a triple.
Now the pitch. Swing by Abrams and a ground ball fair. A base hit down the right field line. That will score Lyle. Here comes Millis. He scores. Abrams around second, speeding for third as it's chased down to the corner by Lamont Wade Jr. And C.J. Abrams with a ground ball down the right field line. A two-run triple, his third three-base hit of the year. And the Nats have tallied three runs here in the 11th inning. To break this open a little bit, it's now the Nationals 7 and the Angels 4.
So I'm talking about House at the plate, Abrams at the plate, Young at the plate. The story of the game, though, was James Wood at the plate. Not getting hits, not going yard, even though he has 64 RBIs already, 6 in the majors, 22 home runs, 6 in the majors, and batting a really decent average at the plate. The story is that James Wood was intentionally walked once, twice, three times, four times. Free pass to first base. That's the first time that's happened in the majors since Barry Bonds. Yeah, James Wood, the Nationals' 22-year-old batter, being compared to Barry Bonds after the Angels decide to walk him four times in that one. Nats now 35-49 on the season, and they will begin July against the Detroit Tigers. Ryan Clary will join us to talk a little Nationals on this show today. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. The NBA just does such a great job of dominating June. You had the NBA playoffs. It concludes with the NBA Finals, and it went to seven with the Oklahoma City Thunder winning it all. Turnaround, and basically the next day was the 2025 NBA Draft, round one on Wednesday, round two on Thursday. A flurry of trades during those 2 days and over the weekend, and now today is the day each team can begin negotiating with all their upcoming free agents beginning today at 6 p.m. And tomorrow we could see massive news, a trade or a big signing. Brian Windhorst with the latest on Giannis and the Bucks' uncertain future. Let's take a listen.
The Bucks do not control their first-round pick for the next 5 years. They can't trade any of them, and so I honestly do not see how the Bucks are going to be a team that at the end of the week we look at and say that's a guaranteed top four team. And basically, you know, I think Giannis has sort of let them off the hook to a certain extent. He did not apply pressure this offseason by sort of making it clear that he didn't necessarily want to be there. He has just basically done his regular offseason, gone overseas and been with his family. And the Bucks, who are really strapped from spending and asset perspective, I don't see as much they can do. And a lot of teams that think that they could trade for Giannis have been watching this very closely. And teams like San Antonio or Houston or Miami or New York, they specifically have stayed out of other major transactions to, and in Houston's case, saved assets in the Durant trade to potentially chase Giannis. And the reason they did that was because they're not sure Giannis is going to look at the Bucks' work this week and think that's a team that compete either.
It's very interesting. I expect Giannis to get moved, but which is going to be the team, the sucker, that will give up three, probably maybe even four first-round picks to the Milwaukee Bucks to bring in Giannis? There are LeBron James rumors that are very intriguing to me, especially after they just made that massive trade last year for Luka Doncic. It didn't work, but you thought they were going to run it back year two. There's a rumor that LeBron James, King James, could be going back to Cleveland a third time in Cleveland. Got to keep my eye on that one. It kind of makes sense from the Cleveland perspective after you were knocked out in the playoffs after being the Eastern Conference 1 seed. DeAndre Ayton buyout with the Portland Trailblazers. He'll become a free agent. James Harden declines his option with the Clippers. He becomes a free agent. And there are rumors that he wants to go back to Houston, where he was at, had fun partying, going to strip clubs. Well, now his old buddy Kevin Durant is with the Rockets. We move over to the NFL on the Sports app. Adam Schefter reporting earlier today, breaking news of a Steelers trade. Three-time All-Pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick heading to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for another three-time All-Pro cornerback. It'll be Jalen Ramsey. So a safety for a corner from Steelers to the Dolphins, Miami to Pittsburgh, a rare player-for-player trade in the NFL. Dolphins get Minkah Fitzpatrick. Steelers get Jalen Ramsey as they build out their defense and have a new quarterback in town in Aaron Rodgers. Let's take a listen. First take with the latest.
Aaron Rodgers may get some help, though, guys, because there is some breaking news. Ooh. Adam Schefter has just reported that the Dolphins have agreed to trade three-time All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow. As part of this trade, Ramsey will get a $1.5 million raise this season, bringing his 2025 compensation to $26.6 million. Steelers get their man, and Ramsey gets another raise. Mike Tannenbaum, you are the former general manager of the Miami Dolphins. Your reaction to this trade?
Not surprised that he got traded. That was well reported. A lot of us thought he was going to go with the Rams at some point. They were looking for a corner. He had been there. You heard Sean McVay said that was certainly a possibility. This is another sort of like interesting move by Pittsburgh. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf, gave up second round pick, $30 million, 41-year-old quarterback. This is an all-in
Darius move. Slay opposite Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. So this is an all-in move. Very atypical of Pittsburgh. Very intriguing. Look, Aaron Rodgers to me is still the third best current quarterback in the AFC North.
Wow.
Behind Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Very interesting move by the Steelers. Maybe they could get a good year or two out of Jalen Ramsey, help to defend those great offenses.
So the full trade is Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. Dolphins get Minkah Fitzpatrick. I wonder, Jonnu Smith, he was a disgruntled tight end there in Miami. Will he be a piece on that Steelers offense to go with Aaron Rodgers? We move over to soccer on the Sports app. It's the summer of soccer in the States, and we'll begin with the Gold Cup. United States men's national team against Costa Rica, and it was Costa Rica on the board early. They had a 1-0 lead, and then Diego Luna evens the scoring at one. Let's take a listen to the call.
Marston for Tillman. Marston for Luna. Diego Luna!
Tied up in the quarterfinals, we move over to the second half. It's the U.S. men's national team going up 2-1 with this goal. Here's the call.
He's able to get back to him. Malik Tillman gets away. Malik Tillman heads it off. Here's Max Austin. He scores! Max Austin, his first career international goal. 90 seconds into the second half, the U.S. have the lead.
Costa Rica would even the scoring, and just like the earlier game, we had a potential upset brewing. In the earlier game, it was Canada losing to Guatemala in penalty kicks. After 90 minutes, USA and Costa Rica head to penalty kicks. Let's take a listen to see if the U.S. men's national team advances.
Saved! He's gone the right way almost every single time. Has a little bit of a bounce before, and then he's leaning, he's going as this ball's coming off the foot. He's clearly, again, the left foot is dragging. His technique, his experience, it's showing right now.
Yes!
Matt Freeze, the 26-year-old, gets the save, and Team USA gets the win with a penalty kick at the end. There, it was a back-and-forth penalty battle, 4-3. 2-2, USA advances to the semifinals of the knockout round. Well, they will face off against Guatemala. Mexico won, Honduras won. They'll face off in the other semifinal matchup that will be played on July 2nd before the final is at NRG Stadium in America at 7 p.m. on Sunday, July 6th. We move over to tennis to close out the sports app with a Wimbledon update. Men's action right now. Tiafo, the young American, got the win today in three sets over Muller, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Tommy Paul will not play Monday. He'll play Tuesday at 6 a.m. versus Jay Monday. Taylor Fritz today at 1:30. He is the highest-ranked American at number 5 overall. Inside the top 10, you have Carlos Alcaraz struggling against Fabio Fognini out of Italy. He lost the second set, did come back to win the third 7-5, and we are on serve in the fourth set. We move over to women's action there from Wimbledon. And, of course, we're tracking some of the local products like Emma Navarro, who will be in action tomorrow. Madison Keys is currently in a third set. And Coco Gauff, after her victory in the French Open, is ranked number 2. And she will begin her quest for a Wimbledon crown tomorrow afternoon. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local. You can watch Wimbledon while you hear me talk all things Commanders. That's every day at 1 p.m. here on AWOD Radio. The question of the day: what are the Commanders' biggest red flags? I enjoyed the discussion this morning on the Sports Junkies. You can always rewind with the free Odyssey app to hear them Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Download the Odyssey app today anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. At 12:15, we like to play this sounder. It means it's time for a little crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael Phillips is taking his summer sabbatical. That's why you hear dead air when I throw it to MP. So filling in for Michael will be our intern, Biff, for a little intern talk today on Crosstalk. What's going on, Biff?
What's going on, man? I know it's big shoes to fill here, but I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, bring the energy. Wake up, Biff. Here we go.
I got you.
What do you want to get started with?
Okay, we're going to do this. I know you talked about Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers and Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins. Who won that trade?
I mean, I think both of you guys behind the glass know what I'm going to say here. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, it's like they heard our conversation last week and said, you know what? I think I'm siding with the two producers. Let's just go all in and get better defensively and also get a decent tight end in the process of Jonnu Smith. I mean, Jalen Ramsey wanted out of Miami. Jonnu Smith wanted out of Miami. They just both end up in Pittsburgh, and I don't think it's a bad trade from Pittsburgh perspective at all when you consider, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick was really good, but he wasn't consistent for them. He was always dealing with some kind of an injury. He's a big playmaker, but sometimes, you know, he tried too hard to make a play and would get beat deep, and so they went out to get a decent cornerback already, and now they get another one, and they get a tight end option. Are you starting to believe this Steelers team can win more than 10 games now?
I would say maybe. I think the difference between what they had, Jalen Ramsey, now than they had Fitzpatrick last week, I don't think I'm like, oh, okay, now this team can actually be a contender. I just feel like this team is like, if this is 2016, 17, 18, this team would be amazing. But we're not there. We're in 2025. I mean, Jonnu Smith, I was more impressed with the Jonnu Smith that you got Jonnu Smith than Jalen Ramsey. And that's no hate to Jalen Ramsey. He's one of the better cornerbacks in the league, but he's got, again, two more years out of him. I'm in the same place. I think it's good. I think veteran leadership is great on a team. I'm very big on experience. So maybe, yeah, in a way, I can definitely see them win more than 10 games, and maybe they can win a playoff game, but I'm still not on that Super Bowl contending team yet.
Yeah, but it's another move that's showing you their cards. They are all in. They feel like they have pocket aces in Aaron Rodgers. Even though the entire league and probably everybody in that room right now thinks it's not going to work out, they're rolling with their pocket aces. So I think it makes sense, and it's another move claiming they're all in for this year to try to win a playoff game, like you said. And that's something they haven't been able to do in a couple years.
And that's kind of funny how you said aces, because that kind of gets us into our next topic, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Your favorite rookie NBA player is actually named Ace Bailey. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little last week. I kind of want to get into it because it came official over the weekend that he told all top five teams not to pick him. Now, I don't know if that means that he told Washington to pick him, but I know Washington wasn't top five, but the Utah Jazz still picked him. Do you think, and this is a question, do you think that could cause some controversy and some tension between Ace Bailey and the Utah Jazz franchise? Because I don't think I would want a player who doesn't want to play for me.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate because this is the new world we live in. You know, I kind of went into this at length on my Saturday show. This is what happens when you're paying kids to play college basketball and you're paying them that much money so that it really doesn't even compare to making it to the NBA. I mean, Ace Bailey basically threatened, if you pick me, I'm just going to go back to college, right? I mean, that's kind of what he was trying to strong arm here, and it's a bad situation. Does it mean I don't have faith in him working out with the Jazz? No. I think he's going to play three good years for them and then probably try to enter free agency and go somewhere that he wants to be. But I think my take on this is the slippery slope. This is the domino effect of paying kids millions, not hundreds of thousands, millions to play college sports.
It's weird because it's like I looked at the First Take thing and they were like, who does he think he is? Like, Deion Sanders didn't do this, you know, like, and he's the best athlete of all time, you can argue, you know? And so it's weird. Like you said, yeah, I think the pros and cons of NIL and playing these kids money, I think, is cons.
Eli Manning refused to play for the Chargers, and that worked out pretty well for him in New York. So it's not like this is a brand new thing.
True.
I mean, Eli Manning literally refused to play for the Chargers. It's been happening. But I think my take is get used to this. This is normal because these kids have millions of dollars now by the time they even enter the NBA.
And
what you got next for me, Biff?
That's worrisome. But, hey, we're going to go, who is the biggest threat to the Thunder next year? Right, because you got Obviously, the Mavs coming back, the Lakers. Who do you have as the biggest threat to the Thunder next year?
I feel like you have to say the Houston Rockets right now.
Oh.
They were the 2 seed, and they had Kevin Durant. Like, I'm still kind of questioning that move because I really feel like they hit the fast-forward button on their rebuild. They were doing it the right way. I loved what Jalen Green brought to them this year. And maybe they said, well, maybe Amen Thompson is ready to be the 1A, the alpha. Tari Eason was better than they expected. Sengun was better than they expected. The guy that I think is ready to take the big leap forward for them that will decide if they can be a contender is the 22-year-old out of Auburn, who I loved when he was picked number 3 overall. That's Jabari Smith.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you talked about this year's number 3 overall pick and Ace Bailey refusing to play for the number 5. Like, Jabari Smith was a top 3 pick in 2022. This is his year to pop. He had 12 points per game, 7 rebounds, and I think it's going to be interesting how they slide him into the lineup. He was kind of playing Durant's position because Durant is a tall power forward. He's not going to play your 5. Sengun is your 5. Adams is your 5. And so how do they get Smith more minutes while also having Durant on the lineup? Maybe he moves to the 3 position. Eason comes off the bench. But I just think you have to pick the Rockets right now because they were first in the Southwest Division, second in the Western Conference. And although they lost to the Warriors, they add Kevin Durant. I think that has to be your answer right now. But things could definitely change over the next few days. I mean, dude, if LeBron James goes back to Cleveland, yeah. I'm going to say the Cavs are your number one contenders out of the East. I don't know if I could see Cleveland doing that, though. Like, it's going to be very interesting because, as Brian Windhorst pointed out, this is not LeBron James as a free agent like it was before. This is LeBron James making $52 million. How does Cleveland make that work on their roster? They might have to move on from a piece that they don't want to move on from. So it's going to be very interesting to follow over the next few weeks. LeBron, maybe. Giannis, I'm saying absolutely will get moved, Biff.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I didn't realize how big the Rockets were until we really broke it down. I mean, you talk about Sengun is their 5. Jabari Smith is also 6'10", 6'11". Kevin Durant, they think he's 7'4". Amin Thompson, he's 6'7". I mean, that's a big group of guys, and the Rockets coming in for second in the West is very exciting. So we'll keep going, if you don't
mind.
But
look, Biff, to be honest with you here, I mean, the NBA has done a tremendous job of marketing lately because this was one of the worst regular seasons. Nobody watched Cleveland win 64 games. Nobody paid attention to Houston get second place here.
Yeah.
Everyone was watching L.A. after that trade. What was going on with Denver in the East? It was all eyes on Boston, a little bit on the New York Knicks. Neither of those teams represented the Eastern Conference. And yet the flurry of trades, free agency starting today, the NBA draft, they've just done a great job of making this league like front and center in terms of news. And so today at 6 p.m., free agency will begin. And I think the rest of this week, you're going to see breaking news, Shams Charania, ESPN, breaking news headline, because there's going to be a ton of movement in the NBA. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll get Biff back involved for NFL hits at 145, get his interesting topic from the National Football League. But when we return, we'll go into the Washington Wizards, the moves they made there in the NBA draft, and how cool it was to see a VCU Ram introducted into Washington, D.C. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. It's time to go on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So the Washington Wizards have been making some really good moves lately here, and it's throwing some people off that haven't been paying attention to the work that Michael Winger and Will Dawkins have been doing since Ted Leonsis gave them the keys to the franchise. And Biff, I know you've been paying attention a little bit here, but I do feel like the Wizards fan base has been so checked out that they don't really understand how good the moves the Wizards front office has been making has made them all of a sudden, you know, not a contender, not even a playoff team, but one of the teams in the best position moving forward to next offseason when there are a ton of top free agents available. So right now, Washington just made another move over the weekend. They received Dylan Jones from the Thunder in a trade that they made there, and they also got another second-round pick in the trade. And look, that's an NBA champion heading to Washington. It was kind of a cash deal here, but it's another piece to the roster. Do I think he's going to be a big piece? No, but it kind of shows you the moves they're making. They're trying to bring in basically 12, 23-year-olds or people, or even younger than that, because Bub's like 19, and let them play and let them develop, and whoever's the best of the best, the cream of the crop, will rise to the top. It's sort of like what all the best college teams used to do, right? You get a couple of really good freshmen, you get a couple of really good sophomore, you get a transfer portal, you get a grad senior, and you let everyone play all summer long, and the best of the best will rise to the top. Well, the Wizards are doing this now in the NBA, and the reason this is a thing now is because the NBA has gotten so young, and you kind of run through talent and you decide whether they're good enough or not. And so Washington made three selections in the NBA draft. They took Trey Johnson out of Texas, Will Riley out of Illinois, and Jameer Watkins out of Florida State. So I'll start with the third selection, Jameer Watkins out of Florida State via VCU, via the 2022-2023 Atlantic 10 championship that he won, and that's the only reason he was going to Florida State after that, because VCU put him on the map with a championship win and an NCAA tournament appearance. But Jameer Watkins goes to Florida State, is a solid scorer in the ACC, but hung his hat in the combine on defense. And the reason I love that pick is because I don't know that Trey Johnson could play good defense, and I'm pretty sure Will Riley can't play good defense. But you bring in a hungry player who he's as hungry, if not hungrier, than the guys that went in the first round to make this roster, and he's going to hold himself accountable and hold everybody accountable on the defensive side of the ball. And so what was the biggest issue for young teams in the NBA? Defense. And so I think Jameer Watkins will signal that these guys, these rookies, are going to have to play defense if they're going to want the playing time. The Wizards will begin their summer league in about 11 days, Friday, July 11th, against the Phoenix Suns. They'll play every other day, so Sunday, July 13th, and then again on July 15th, they'll play a game, and they'll play their final game on July 16th before playoffs there for the NBA Summer League in Vegas. But your Summer League roster is going to be the most exciting Summer League roster we may ever have had for the Washington Wizards. If you're a diehard Wizards fan, you remember the Otto Porter, Glenn Rice Jr. Summer League team that got to the finals. And Otto Porter ended up being a player. Glenn Rice Jr., not so much, right? But there was a lot of talent on that team, and there was a lot of fun. Well, this year's Summer League roster is going to be stacked if you're a Washington Wizards fan. Here's the reason to watch. Bub Carrington, last year's one of the top rookies on the Wizards roster, and with the Jordan Poole trade, he's going to be given the keys to the franchise to be the next leader at the point guard. He'll be there. Keyshawn George and Alex Sarr. A.J. Johnson, who they traded for, who ended up playing really well last year, plus Trey Johnson, plus Royal Riley, plus Jameer Watkins, and they signed Kadari Richmond out of St. John's. I mean, he was one of the St. John's best players in the NCAA tournament. So this is a summer league roster. It's all below the age of 23 years old. They're all going to get an opportunity, and I think the best part is summer league concludes, regular season's coming. The same guys that played in summer league are the guys that are going to play in the regular season, and that's because of all of the front offices in the NBA, the Washington Wizards GM and president might have the most job security. They can afford to play all the young guys. Brian Keefe, the head coach, has job security. He can afford to yell at the young kids, to bench the young kids, to play more young kids over veterans, because there's no pressure to win games. There's only pressure to develop talent. And who needs to develop most this year? It's Bilal Coulibaly, one. I think it's Alex Saar, number two. And then it's Bub Carrington, number three. And we'll see what kind of rookie year they get from Trey Johnson and Will Riley. But I think you're going to see the beginning of the build. This is not the rebuild process anymore. This is the build, in my mind. Bub Carrington, starting point guard of the future. Trey Johnson, starting shooting guard of the future. Bilal Coulibaly, starting small forward of the future. Alex Saar, starting power forward. And who's going to be the center? Could it be Tristan Vucevic? Could it be another guy that's on the roster we haven't named? Or, as I kind of believe, it's going to be next year's pick, the starting center, moving forward. Because the Wizards will try to win games, but they're going to do an ethical tank. Because if they do not have a top 8 pick, it goes into the New York Knicks. That's worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, you win about 35 games and have the 10 seed. You want to play your young guys, you want them to develop, and you want to lose 58 plus games. So that you get a top 8 pick, you get your center of the future, and the rebuild is over. And at that point, you can fully begin the building process. But this is going to be the first year of the build where I feel like we're going to play guys that are going to be here moving forward. We're done playing guys that are not going to be part of the rebuild when this team gets to the postseason. That's the Jordan Pools of the world, the Kyle Kuzmas of the world that was traded, right? Bradley Beals of the world that was traded. Will Chris Middleton be here? No. Will CJ McCollum be here? No. Will Marcus Smart be here? No. It's all about the young guys, giving them playing time, seeing which of them can develop. Because I think one of those guys can become a superstar, whether it's Bub Carrington, Alex Saar, or this year's draft pick Trey Johnson. I believe one of those guys can become a star. But to do that, it's all about first you got to become an all-star. There's steps in this league. You got to become a starter. I think Bub has done that, especially with the trade of Jordan Poole. Next, become an all-star, and then take your game to the next level and become a superstar and lead your team to postseason success. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. To conclude this Wizards topic, though, it was my dream come true to see Jameer Watkins holding up that number 30 Wizards jersey. A guy that I got to cover, a guy that I got to watch win it all at VCU, win a championship, going to the nation's capital, to the DMV, to play for the Washington Wizards. It reminds me of when I was a kid and I was a diehard Terrapin fan and they drafted Juan Dixon and they brought in Lonnie Baxter and then they signed Steve Blake. It's bringing those vibes back again with the Wiz kids. I love it. Congratulations to Jameer Watkins, Will Riley, and your number 6 overall pick, Trey Johnson. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we've got a thriller in round one at Wimbledon, the 2025 Wimbledon Grand Slam there from Great Britain. And the number two overall seed, your winner of the French Open over Yannick Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz, in a fifth setter with Italian Fabio Fognini. It's so tough to make the transition from clay court season to grass court season. It doesn't matter how good you were playing in clay. The grass is completely different. I have placed quite a few future bets for this Wimbledon championship, and the field would be rocked if Alcaraz falls here, but he did just go up a break in the fifth set to take a 2-0 lead as first-round action continues in Wimbledon today and tomorrow on the men's and women's side. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos behind the glass, our intern Biff for the summer. Stubb, do you have a highlight from your weekend? Anything great that you did this weekend? It was extremely hot once again. Extremely hot.
I got a little pool time in.
Which nice.
Perfect. Yeah, when we went to friend's mom's house, there was a pool there. Got to swim. So great for the heat. It's pool season.
It is pool season. I went to my buddy's pool, which is so much fun because it has a basketball hoop. It is the greatest perfect. When that happens. It's not one of those cheap ones, too, that they just put water in it to make sure it, like, doesn't fall. It is, like, cemented in the ground, which I hope you and Biff know means you can do a dunk contest.
Yeah.
And I was slamming the ball. It was just so much fun, throwing each other alley-oops. I think pool basketball might be one of my favorite things on the planet. I am just obsessed with it because I think it's the great equalizer. I turn into Dwight Howard in the pool.
Everyone can dunk in the pool basket.
Not everyone. My girlfriend couldn't dunk. I had to lift her up. So not everyone can dunk.
You know, close enough.
Yeah. So that was one of the highlights of my weekend. The heat is almost unbearable right now. I did want to bring this up, Stubb, because I know you bought the NCAA football game last year.
And yes,
you played it at length. And then we even had a showdown with you and Grant Paulson at Football Fest. And Grant says he wants it again. He wants to beat you by 65 this time.
He played on baby difficulty, and I played on regular. So I'm still blaming that. And he took tech.
What is baby difficulty?
Yeah.
I know it's called Heisman. Right?
Whatever.
That's the bastard. All right. Or freshman year. He might have played on freshman.
Yeah, he played on freshman.
All right. But that game's coming back again. But today, EA announced they're bringing back NCAA college hoops. And maybe you or Biff can do some research. When was the last time that game
2009.
Was 2009.
NCAA double basketball. NCAA 2009. Basketball
2009.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Blake Griffin was featured on the cover.
Yeah, I remember. I did not buy that game. I did not buy that game. I bought it a couple of years before, and I played it. But that game specifically, the last one, I remember going to GameStop with my friend. We went to Chipotle. I've told this story. We used to go to Chipotle like 4 days a week in high school, after school. We went from Chipotle to GameStop, and we were supposed to only be there for 10 minutes. We spent 3 hours in GameStop playing that EA College Hoops game. You could choose any school. You could choose VCU. You could choose Duke. You could choose UNC. It's just crazy it's been that long. I mean, I remember, like, my favorite player in that game was, like, J.J. Redick. He's now the coach of the L.A. Lakers. That's crazy. That's how long it's been. Do you guys both think it's going to be successful or not?
Yeah. I mean, everyone, I think, right now is more into college hoops than the NBA anyway, and 2K is super successful. So I feel like this is going to be just like the college football game, where there's a huge resurgence of interest.
I don't know if it's going to be as big as the college football one.
Maybe not, I think compared to, like relative, because I think Madden does better than 2K. I think it's going to be relative.
Just wait till I get it. Then it will be bigger than college football.
I actually think 2K does a lot better than Madden because of the 2K blacktop. That is like one of their biggest things where you play individual mode and you kind of go with three friends or four friends to blacktop mode. And so I do think NBA 2K is bigger than Madden, but I think this past year's EA College Football was probably bigger than the three. It was as big as like a Halo, as like a Fortnite.
It was huge, and it was so much fun. It's making me think of getting this year's too. So
what is your generation playing, Biff?
Well, right now, so obviously it was Fortnite for the longest time.
It's still Fortnite.
It's still low-key as Fortnite.
God, you guys are so lame.
Listen, whoa. We will not tolerate Fortnite hate here, all right? This is Fortnite. Fortnite is probably the number one game.
Why don't you go outside and play Manhunt, right? I mean, that's what Fortnite is. That's what Fortnite is.
Okay, listen, but what if it's raining and it was COVID and we couldn't go outside or we'll all get sick, so then we all just decided to play Fortnite?
Yeah, a lot of my friends are in New York and Boston.
Exactly. Like we
gotta hop on Fort.
I'd say get some closer friends.
Listen, I think you just have never experienced the where we're dropping boys when all your guys are in a party. It's late. Hey, you have a hot chocolate.
Zero victory royale.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I can understand that. And I'll hop on you with Fortnite, and we can get a win. And then you'll understand the hype of Fortnite.
I don't think I ever will. But if you want to play FIFA, 2K, Madden, NCAA, football, or basketball, I will be all in on that. I know that the new FIFA, they're working on bringing a blacktop version to their game. Biff, do your friends play blacktop, or is that only like my age group is obsessed with blacktop in NBA 2K?
We'll play blacktop when we're all together, but if we're like
not like going online,
yeah, we're not online because they have Ultimate Team or whatever they call that on 2K. I don't really play 2K as much, but yeah, we play blacktop usually together.
I got friends that play a lot of Chell. The NHL.
Chell is big.
Chell is
surprising big.
I only think Chell is big, though, because of it's just such a cool name to call it.
That's true.
And instead of NHL, you call it Chell. You want to chill and play Chell? Like, that used to be a thing in college. Hey, you want to Chell? You want to Chell a little bit? I got five on it. You want to play Chell? That would be the conversation at VCU. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So I am heading out on vacation for the rest of the week. I hope everybody has an awesome July 4th. It's going to be different not having the Squirrels in town this July 4th, but they will still put on a fireworks show. So make sure that if you want some fireworks, you can still see it at the Diamond on July 4th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. It's called Star Spangled Squirrels Fest at the Diamond. I always love to kind of pull up at Movie Land Stub, and that parking
lot
there.
Right, you told me that.
Yeah, it's like a tailgate zone. I mean, there was like an old man last year walking around with like a six-pack of beer, and he was offering it to random people. It was just a party in the Movie Land parking lot, and you're looking over the trees to see the squirrels. Now, I wonder how that's going to change when this new stadium is fully built. Is it fully built? I mean, I drove past it this weekend, and there was like a million pounds of steel there.
They got time.
Right? Dude, it looks like it's almost done. I feel like if they were asked to play a game in August, they could get it done. The Squirrels and everybody in the construction team, they're working nonstop. They're working weekends. They're working nights. It feels like every single time I drive past that, I'm blown away with something new. And when you go over that, when you go over the bridge of the Diamond now, you look to your left, and it looks like the CarMax Park is ready to play. It is so cool. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be a ton of fun starting next season. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And this morning, the Junkies discussed what are the Commanders' biggest red flags. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.